This is the Wall Street Update of World Business Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Mike Johnson. Oil prices have continued to fall on the financial markets. US crude closed below $35 a barrel in New York for the first time since February 2009, which in turn depressed shares on Wall Street, as I heard from Carrie Leahy at Decision Economics.
Lower oil prices are representative not only of weaker global demand, but also the fact that supply remains strong because Saudi Arabia has decided to keep prices low in an effort to curtail the expansion of output in the oil patch in Canada and the United States. OPEC knows that if oil remains below $40 a barrel for a sustained period of time, most of the new producers in the U.S. and Canada over the last 5 years will eventually go out of business. And so OPEC is taking a short-term loss in an effort to regain control of the oil market. But the market is really treating it as a negative because they're treating it as a sign of weaker growth in the emerging markets and perhaps weaker oil demand among the so-called developed world.
Although it is quite good for American consumers, it makes their daily household budgets a little easier, doesn't it, as oil continues to fall?
Absolutely. We economists were wrong 15 months ago when we talked about the advantages of lower oil prices would be good for the U.S. because in some sense they're a net oil importer. What I mean by that is that even though production is very important in the United States, we net import oil, so we would benefit from lower oil prices, meaning the general consumer would benefit, but an oil producer, whether he be in North Dakota or Texas, would be hurt. But right now, people are taking their savings at the pump, and rather than spending it, are using it either to reduce debt or to boost their savings rates, so you're not getting a positive impact.
Carrie Leahy, well, the Dow finished down 1.4% at 17,495.